Hey everyone, welcome back to the Budcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Budcast. Today we have a duo, I need to go grab it, of golden pineapple, we have the flower, and we also have some wax. Can you go grab the wax? I thought I grabbed it, but I didn't. You gonna have enough cordage? You might. Again, we do have new microphones, and they do have about a 16-foot cord to it. That's not golden pineapple. It's got the sticker over the top. It says High Terps. That's Blue Dream. If you guys listened to our last podcast, we pretty much had a dab night. We went over several different dabs. But we did not go over golden pineapple. I went out to the local dispensary, the Freedom Market, and I picked up an eighth of flower from Fat Panda, a golden pineapple. It is a, what's this, a jar? It's a 26.7% for total THC. It's got 3.13% terps. The wax, I believe, was a 5% terp. It does say High Terp on the lid. If you check out our Instagram page, I did post a picture of both the flower and the wax, and that is the official Budcast. I like golden pineapple.
Yeah.
We've had it before. It's a nice, dense weed. And when I mean, you know, it's like dense, it's not dry. Like when you go to pull it apart,
it's sticky.
It's, yeah, it actually like tears. It doesn't just flake off.
It'll stick to your hand.
It definitely passes the forehead test where you can stick it on your forehead. I have a piece on right now. And I mean, it's just staying there, right? It's not moving. It's still on my forehead. I'll let you guys know when it falls off my forehead.
You can see the crystals on it, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of the triticones, which the triticones are the crystalline parts. Some people, you know, it's keef in a way. But that is the part that does all the, when you burn it, that's what gets you high. So I always look for sparkly weed. I did actually, when I bought it, the bud tender gave me 3 jars to choose from. What are you doing?
I'm going to take a picture.
Of what?
Just keep talking.
And so I like, you know, I took the 3 pictures, or not 3 pictures, but 3 jars. This is distracting. It's still on my forehead. Keith's taking pictures of my forehead. It smells really sweet.
Like, yeah, I
think
like,
of it as, can we turn the light back on? I think of it as a very sweet smelling. Can I take it off my forehead now?
Sure.
I'm gonna take it off my forehead just because it's still there. I mean, it was on there for what, a minute? I mean, it probably could have stayed there the whole night. So, I'll put that piece right.
Very sticky.
There. Yes, it's very sticky. When I choose, I look for the, you know, the most dusted stuff. And this particular jar happened to be the winner. You can see, if you do go on my Instagram page, you can see the triticones on there and the crystalline stuff. And I always try and post pictures of the stuff that we're going to smoke. And I'm going to start posting more pictures of our recording area and our bongs and how we do things. And you want to do this?
Yep.
It is very, you know, I'm going to do a full, I'm going to squeeze it, I'm going to kind of rub it in my fingers, open up the aroma, or all the oils and get that nice aroma, and it is very sweet. That's funny. It's kind of harsh, but I did do, I'd have to say, a fairly large hit. It was a big burn. It wasn't, you know, there's some people that they'll take a bowl and they'll burn quarters of it. So if you were to take turns of burning quarters, I burnt just over half of it, left Keith with probably about 40%. She's over there coughing
it's not
away.
Too harsh.
It does fade quick. I mean, if I had the chance to just cough about twice, you know, two or three times, I think I'd be a lot better. Flavor, yeah, it's you know, it's that delicious pineapple-y almost kind of flavor.
Very sweet.
Golden pineapple is a cross. It's a hybrid sativa. And that basically just means it's two different plants that were mated together to create it, rather than like one main strain. And that was Pineapple Kush and I think Golden Goat for this strain that we're smoking now. Sometimes they use like Golden Fruity or something like that, or Gold Fruit and Pineapple Kush. But it's, from what I've noticed, it's always Pineapple Kush with another kind of fruitier sativa. What was your taste? What was your total terp aspect to it?
It
from
was
initial
sweet.
Smell to taste.
Yeah, the whole thing was sweet.
I really enjoy Fat Panda as a grower. They are kind of spendy though. This 8th, 3.5 grams, was $34. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, for 26%, you're getting a good amount. It has 0.3% CBD, so there's absolutely really no CBD in this. It, you know, it's a 30th of percent, so it's not much. Do we have a Dale?
No.
A tiny one?
I didn't grab one.
That's what you need. I'll go grab it.
That's fine. I'll finish it.
Okay. We are going to dab, too. We're going to kind of do an overall rating. I really, really, really enjoy Fat Panda's Golden Pineapple. It's a very relaxing high. It's a very, it is a kind of a heady high. So it's kind of one of those, you still have function over your arms and legs. You know, it's for me, it's one of those, if you need an energy boost and you're trying to not, you know, drink coffee or, you know, get it that way, you can smoke some Golden Pineapple and you can have that energy boost that you need. Because I do feel focused. To an extent. My mind is kind of wandering.
You That's made one way to out. Get it out.
Yeah. Is it? Well, it's probably still clogged.
No.
I did just put a whole mug in. Oh, look, we have another one.
That one was just yours.
Oh. So I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do a smaller hit. That way I can kind of taste it better. It is a very sweet, subtle, enjoyable taste on the back of the palate. it is a quick high. I am high right now. I'm torched. But it is a good one. Like I said, it is relaxing. I am feeling very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this music, which, by the way, if you haven't already checked him out, it's Derek. He runs his own podcast called the Feel Good Music Podcast. He does a lot of reviews on reggae, and it's always, you know, his top 20 songs of this different style reggae, because there are different style reggaes. So if you are into that, check him out. But again, that is our background music. You ready to do the dab?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. so we can heat up our banger. That way you guys don't have to listen to the torch, because that is kind of an annoying sound. But we'll be back.
But okay. It's still your forehead.
And we're back. Okay, so we just heated up our banger. Great times. So it's cooling down. We have already scooped out a nice good amount. This should be fun. I'm also going to cap it off for me and do another herb hit on top of it. Just because.
So is that just one for you?
Because
that's huge.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, we can share it, and then I'll just do a little bit more of that. We'll share it. Smells good. Smells like oil. That wasn't too loud. I had to take the microphone off. That wasn't too bad. It was one of those, definite oh no's. Especially when I did put my carb cap on top of it. Definitely did not need the extra flour hit on top of that. Taste wise, I think. I think my banger was a little too hot still. But it is a very florally. It's a hard word to say. Keith's over here dying. Gonna have a heart attack.
I couldn't breathe.
How's your rainbow unicorn?
I should probably stop drinking that. I'm gonna give myself a heart attack.
Rainbow unicorn. Bang. What was your initial taste? I mean, aftertaste now. It should be still lingering on the tongue. It should linger. The high terps will linger.
Blood.
There is like an earthy, irony kind of taste to it, but it is very earthy. Hold on. Okay. The initial taste was pretty good. But I'm high.
I didn't really get an initial taste.
You didn't get an initial taste? What about a lingering taste?
Well, if I did get an initial taste, I don't remember it now.
Don't remember it. I'm pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I gotta sit, though. It's not like the flower.
No.
Not at all like the flower. I am calm, relaxed. Like, not necessarily focused on anything in particular. I'm just like, this music is feeling pretty good, though.
I'm floating.
Floating. The wax, like, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. It's not that great for me. I'd rather have the flower feel. I mean, this is a good feeling. This is, you know, more of a, this is super relaxed, though.
I don't know. I kind of like this one.
You like this one better?
But I want to be laying down.
Yeah, it's super relaxed.
I still need the lights on. I don't think I could do dark. I would get too dizzy. But, you know, just listening to the music.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I just want to lay down, though.
How's your hunger? I keep wanting to say hunger on all these, and I always forget.
Very hungry.
Very hungry.
Like, so I want to watch a movie and eat a bunch of food.
So I was going to talk about the whole hunger thing and ways to avoid weight gain while being a recreational user. Was that rain?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's raining really hard outside. Some people, they're just naturally gifted. You know, they just got that super fast metabolism, and for some reason, marijuana just makes it even faster. Which it does increase your metabolism to an extent. The hunger-causing hormone, which I don't know what it is. I could look it up for you, but that's what you would look up on Google. The hunger-causing hormone is stimulated by marijuana. And that's how come you feel hungry. So you're not actually necessarily hungry. It's kind of this mind over matter kind of deal. But ways to have healthy munching, because no matter what it is, you're going to eat it. You might not think that when you're sober, but no matter what you have in front of you, you're going to eat it. So the best thing that you can do is when you go grocery shopping, pretend that you're high you, not sober you. But make sure that you only shop in, like, the vegetables or fruits or, you know, not the super fatty foods. Get a samba for us? Keeps just dancing. Just feel good. Definite feel good. But an example being, rather than having like a bowl of Skittles or a bowl of chips, try and prepare for like, you know, your cucumber salad that you like so much.
Mm-hmm.
Make that rather than eating the bad foods. What's your opinion on munchies?
I don't want food right now.
I'm not feeling too hungry. That's another aspect, is you could probably eat some food before you start, but food always tastes better high, so I always enjoy eating food while high, but maybe prep your serving sizes before you get high. I've always had an issue that and just try and drink water. But you're always going to have that hunger-causing hormone being stimulated, so you're always going to feel hungry, even though you might be full. Are you going to be okay?
No.
No? Need to call 911? I took more than you did.
Maybe I need to sit up.
Yeah, you gotta sit forward. It's probably that bang, too. Those make me so shaky.
I didn't drink much.
That it just takes one sip. Okay. She can't handle it. That's it for Golden Pineapple from Fat Panda. Again, we did have the wax and the flour. Those were both from Golden Pineapple. Definite differences in between them. The flour was a definite upper, really good vibe feeling. And the wax, the sugar wax, was definitely a more mellow for me. Still an uplifter. Both, I'd have to say, equal on the harsh scale. Probably about 6 for me. Maybe even 7. But overall, I definitely like the flower, I think, more than the wax. The wax, for me, was just too mellow, at least for how I want to feel tonight anyway. It is early rather than later, so I do want to stay up a little bit more, where right now, after the wax, I feel like kind of just going to bed. But yeah, I think next time, I might get something infused, and we can talk about how to infuse and other things like that. But other than that, see you next time. Okay. The initial taste was pretty good. But I'm high.
I didn't really get an initial taste.
You didn't get an initial taste? What about a lingering taste?
Well, if I did get an initial taste, I don't remember it now.
Don't remember it. I'm pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I gotta sit though. It's not like the flower.
No.
Not at all like the flower. I am calm. relaxed. Like, not necessarily focused on anything in particular. Just like this music is feeling pretty good, though.
I'm floating.
Floating. The wax, like, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. It's not that great for me. I'd rather have the flower feel. I mean, this is a good feeling. This is, you know, more of, this is super relaxed, though.
I don't know. I kind of like this one.
You like this one better?
But I want to be laying down.
Yeah, it's super relaxed.
But I still need the lights on. I don't think I could do dark. I would get too dizzy. But, you know, just listening to the music.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I just want to lay down, though.
How's your hunger? I keep wanting to say hunger on all these, and I always forget.
Very hungry.
Very hungry.
Like, so I want to watch a movie and eat a bunch of food.
So I was going to talk about the whole hunger thing and ways to avoid weight gain while being a recreational user. Was that rain?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's raining really hard outside. Some people, they're just actually gifted. You know, they just got that super fast metabolism, and for some reason, marijuana just makes it even faster, which it does increase your metabolism to an extent. The hunger-causing hormone, which I don't know what it is. I could look it up for you, but that's what you would look up on Google, the hunger-causing hormone, is stimulated by marijuana. And that's how come you feel hungry. So you're not actually necessarily hungry. It's kind of this mind over matter kind of deal. But ways to have healthy munching, because no matter what it is, you're going to eat it. You might not think that when you're sober, but no matter what you have in front of you, you're going to eat it. So the best thing that you can do is when you go grocery shopping, pretend that you're high you, not sober you. But make sure that you only shop in, like, the vegetables or fruits or, you know, not the super fatty foods. You get a samba for us? Keeps just dancing. Just feel good. Definite feel good. But an example being, rather than having, like, a bowl of Skittles or a bowl of chips, try and prepare for, like, you know, your cucumber salad that you like so much.
Mm-hmm.
Make that rather than eating the bad foods. What's your opinion on munchies?
I don't want food right now.
I'm not feeling too hungry. That's another aspect, is you could probably eat some food before you start, but food always tastes better high, so I always enjoy eating food while high. But maybe prep your serving sizes before you get high. I've always had an issue that and just try and drink water. But you're always going to have that hunger-causing hormone being stimulated, so you're always going to feel hungry, even though you might be full. Are you going to be okay?
No.
No? Need to call 911? That was, I took more than you did.
Maybe I need to sit up.
Yeah, you gotta sit forward. It's probably that bang, too. Those make me so shaky.
I didn't drink much.
That it just takes one sip. Okay. She can't handle it. But that's it for Golden Pineapple from Fat Panda. Again, we did have the wax and the flower. Those were both from Golden Pineapple. Definite differences in between them. The flower was a definite upper. Really good vibe feeling. And the wax, the sugar wax, was definitely a more mellow for me. Still an uplifter. Both, I'd have to say, equal on the harsh scale. Probably about 6 for me. Maybe even 7. But overall, I definitely like the flower, I think, more than the wax. The wax, for me, was just too mellow. At least for the how I want to feel tonight, anyway. It is early rather than later, so I do want to stay up a little bit more, where right now, after the wax, I feel like kind of just going to bed. But yeah, I think next time I might get something infused, and we can talk about how to infuse and other things like that. But other than that, see you next time.